Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
The challenge with doing research on the internet is you're going to find that everything is a scam. You know, no matter what it is, people are going to find stuff that says it's a scam. And you're also going to find stuff that says it's great. So you can have something that truly is great and you'll see all kinds of stuff about it being a scam. You can find things that truly are scams and you'll find all kinds of stuff about it being great. So the very best thing is if you can actually find someone and who's involved in it and speak to them about their experience. Not always so easy to do, which is why I say, hey, start with $100, $300, whatever, and test it out. That's what I did when I first got involved in these things. I thought, okay, I'm going to test this out because it sounded too good to be true for me. You know, so I thought, what, I can truly just like put $300 in something in the Forex market and I can start making money every single week. But it turned out it was true.
Hiring great people is such an issue these days with so many businesses, and that's why I came up with a new one-page sheet around hiring, and it's called the Candidate Evaluation. And it kind of goes through your particular candidate with the lens of capability, capacity, confidence, and culture. If you'd like to download a copy of the one-page Candidate Evaluation, just go to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/candidate. Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast, helping you cut through the chaos of running a business. After all, you own your business, and it shouldn't own you. And today, I had the opportunity to speak with Gloria McDonald, and it was great to see her again. I was proud to be a guest on her podcast a while ago called Network Marketing Success Secrets, and you can find that on YouTube. And our actual episode was called Create Momentum in Your Business. So if you want to hear more from Gloria and I, then you can go over to her YouTube channel and check that out as well. But today we're going to talk a little bit about diversification and passive income. And as you probably guessed by the name of her podcast, she is a network marketing specialist, and she talks a lot today about passive income and Forex. In today's conversation, we're going to talk about this idea around why is it so important to diversify your different income streams? And if you aren't currently diversified, how can you get going and being diversified so that you can spread out the risk? What is a risky opportunity versus what isn't a risky opportunity? And what do you look for in an opportunity even? We'll dig a little deeper with Gloria McDonald. Let's dig into it. Gloria, it's great to see you again.
Great to see you, Pete.
Yeah, it's been a while since I was fortunate enough to be a guest with you on your podcast. And, you know, it's fantastic to have you back here today. And we're going to talk some business and diversification and opportunity and all sorts of great words when you're an entrepreneur.
So I'm thrilled to be here talking about this stuff with you and your audience. Yeah, super important.
You know, as we're jumping on here, had a few technical difficulties, but, you know, isn't that part of entrepreneurship where we're just dealing? Sometimes we just have to put out the fires, right, Gloria?
Absolutely. Man, it happens all the time, right? I always say, look, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. It's going to be one heck of a roller coaster ride, you know?
It is. And you know what? Whether it's just a technical difficulty of hopping on a call like we had today, but we worked through it. We got through what we needed to do. We tested our stuff. We worked through the things, and here we are. I'm excited today to talk about opportunity. And as entrepreneurs, you know, we're always looking for passive income ideas. We're looking for different, you know, spins of how we can change our business to maybe inject another line of capital or whatever the case is. And what is it that you look for when you look for an opportunity?
Well, as you know, Pete, I'm an online marketer. I don't have a brick and mortar business. And for those people who do have brick and mortar businesses, I would recommend finding something that's online where you don't have to become a, you know, a guru online marketer or anything like that. but just so that you've got, well, look, we just went through this last two crazy years, right? And for a lot of people in a lot of places, if they had a brick and mortar business, it was pretty dicey, right? Because they were shut down. You know, look at what's happened to the restaurant industry. Diversifying and having something that's online. Now, if you know, if you're watching this, listening to this, and thinking, oh, but I'm not an online marketer, there are things that I look for. So you can have passive income where you can start with as little as maybe $300. Some of them are as little as $100, and you get your money working for you. And it is totally online. And so I look for things where 100% of people make money without selling anything and without recruiting people. So you don't have to like be a network marketer and build a team or anything like that. So these are, there are lots of these opportunities out there now. And I think even more so over the last 5 years, and they're growing because of what's happened in the last 2.5 years, with the pandemic and everything, where more and more people were looking for, what can I do from home? How can I make an extra $200, $500, $2,000, $10,000 a month from home? So you can get your money working for you, which is really 1000% passive. You put $100, $300 into something, and your money is being invested. You reinvest your money every week, sometimes every day, and you're really taking advantage of compound interest as well. And to me, this is an amazing thing for people who do have businesses that keep them busy full time. Or maybe you've got a part-time business and you've got a crazy busy life because you've got kids at home. I think every person should have passive income that they're adding on to their other streams of income. So I look for things where 100% of people make money without selling anything or without recruiting anyone. That's one thing that I'm passionate about. And the beauty is there are lots of those things out there.
Give us an example of one of those, Gloria.
You know, you have to have a high tolerance for risk in this, but there are lots of things in the crypto world. So, you know, people have to look at that and say, okay, what's my tolerance for risk? And then, Pete, what I say to everybody is, look, never put more money into any of these things than you can afford to lose.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And same with the stock market, frankly. You know, and that's what this is. This is investing in various different things. So there are lots of things in the crypto world. There are lots of things in the Forex market, the foreign exchange market. These are infinitely more stable than the crypto world. I have nothing against crypto world, but I just always say to everybody, you know, you have to know what your risk tolerance is. But the foreign exchange market is the largest market in the world by far. It is infinitely bigger than the New York Stock Exchange, the Canadian Stock Exchange, any stock exchange. And this is where banks invest their money. Banks, large corporations are investing their money in the foreign exchange market. So it's where the US dollar is traded against the Japanese yen, or the Japanese yen is traded against the British pound. Things where professional traders are trading for me, so I don't have to trade anything. Now, if you want to learn how to trade, there are things like that, but I don't have the time or the inclination. I just want my money working for me intelligently. So there are lots of those opportunities out there as well. Two other things, the world of what's called ethically sourced data is big these days. And you can actually make money. Now, you're not going to make bucket loads of money if you don't get in there and bring other people in, share it with other people, but you don't have to do that. And you can make money from your data, because ethically sourced data is where you, the consumer, understands your data is valuable. You, the consumer, give consent that your data is used, and then you get paid for your data. So whether we like it or not, we all know our data is being used. You know, if if you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, anywhere, if you go to Google, your data is being used.
It is.
So we're kind of living under a rock if we're thinking, oh, I don't want anybody using my data. Well, it's being used.
For sure.
You're just not being paid for it. So now there are things where you can just use your cell phone, walk around with your cell phone on, and get paid. Just get paid for browsing the internet exactly the way you're using the internet today. Without doing anything differently, you can get paid. And hey, why not? Because people are using your data anyway, right? So again, you're not going to make a ton of money, but you know, with what's going on in the world, if you make an extra $500 a year, now you can make a whole lot more if you do some other things, but you know, this is something where I'm talking about totally passive. If you make an extra $500,000 a year,
adds up.
It's worth it, right? It does. That's the thing. It all adds up. And these are things where you set them up once and you don't have to do anything else. You're good to go.
This episode of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast is brought to you by Shootopia.ca. I've owned Shootopia now for over 12 years, and we're always looking to ensure our clients look great and feel fantastic. Like when you look in the mirror and you say, "Ooh, I look pretty good." And when you close your eyes and you say, "Ah, those feel fantastic." That's when you know you found the perfect pair. Whether you come for a visit in person or visit us online at shootopia.ca, our goal is always to make you feel like family and provide an experience you'll remember. Our clients are at the very heart of Shootopia. Visit us at shootopia.ca. Currently, we're only shipping to Canadian addresses. When you're starting off, how can you possibly do this stuff? Where do you go? How do you start?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I'm in the industry, so I'm constantly looking for these kinds of opportunities. I have a YouTube channel where I talk about the various opportunities that I've found that are good that I recommend. You can go to Google, you can go to YouTube and type in best passive income opportunities for 2022, for example. It takes vetting, you know, to know what really is good and what might not be so good, but the beauty is, it's the upside and the downside. There are so many of these opportunities out there, which is wonderful. And then the downside is it takes more time to vet them. But
and how do you vet them, Gloria? When you're looking at an opportunity like this and you're saying, maybe I should consider this. What's your process? Yep. How do you lay that out and say either yay, which is fine, or nay, which is also fine?
Right. So with the things that are free to join, I join. So for example, an app on your phone that you can download, and then you get paid just for walking around with your cell phone on because your geographic location data is incredibly valuable. What's the word? And again, this is ethically sourced data. So you're giving your consent. And again, that data is being used whether you believe it or not. So it's no skin off my nose. It's free to join, right? It costs absolutely nothing. And then if you don't like the app, you just delete it from your phone, right? So those are no-brainer kind of things to me. So there are a couple of no-brainer things. The things where you have to invest, you know, $100, $300, I think you have to know, again, your risk tolerance. Like, do you like the idea of cryptocurrency? Do you like the idea of the Forex market? Personally, I believe in diversification. So I don't think you should have all your money in Forex. I don't think you should have all your money in crypto. I don't think you should have all your money in the stock exchange, mutual funds, anything. You know, I think we really need to diversify. So I have chosen two different things, one in crypto, one in the Forex. You know, again, I started off with $300 because I thought, well,
yeah, you can afford to lose it.
Exactly. So I think to a large extent, if you know somebody that's already in it, you can talk to them. You can do research on the internet. However, the challenge with doing research on the internet is you're going to find that everything is a scam. You know, no matter what it is, you're going to find stuff that says it's a scam. And you're also going to find stuff that says it's great. So you can have something that truly is great and you'll see all kinds of stuff about it being a scam. You can find things that truly are scams and you'll find all kinds of stuff about it being great. So the very best thing is if you can actually find someone and who's involved in it and speak to them about their experience, not always so easy to do, which is why I say, hey, start with $100, $300, whatever, and test it out. That's what I did when I first got involved in these things. I thought, okay, I'm going to test this out because it sounded too good to be true for me. You know, so I thought, I can truly just like put $300 in something in the Forex market and I can start making money every single week. But it turned out it was true.
That's awesome. And, you know, Gloria, I know this is what you do. You help other people through these trials and tribulations and helping them create passive income streams for themselves, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Why don't you tell anybody who would like to work with you to save all the aggravation that we've been chatting about and sort of bypass that and would like to get in touch with you, how to get in touch with you and tell them a little bit about your program.
Yeah. So what I recommend is check out my YouTube channel, you know, totally free. It's GloriaMacDonald.com/passive. And you can get a sense of the different kinds of things, you know, more in depth on what we've been talking about. And then if any of those things appeal to you, you know, depending like the things that are free, there's a link there. You can just sign up for free. And, you know, the things that take a little more to invest, you'll be able to connect with me there. So I really recommend my YouTube channel so you can check out some more. And again, it's GloriaMacDonald.com/passive.
Awesome. We'll include that in the show notes too, Gloria.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for spending some time talking a little bit about passive income and all these things about diversification. It's always on the top of our minds as entrepreneurs. We're always thinking, you know, everybody's, you know, maybe not all the time, but you're always thinking, how else can I make a couple extra bucks? And I think that's just the entrepreneurial spirit, right?
Absolutely.
It's been wonderful talking to you. I really appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Pete. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for spending some time here with us today. And most entrepreneurs, as I said in the episode, have thought about, you know, how can I diversify? What other lines? And whether it's, you know, we talked a lot about crypto and we talked about Forex and we talked about a few other things. But, you know, even if you're thinking of diversifying in your business, I was chatting with one of my clients the other day and they have an HVAC business and they're looking at diversifying and taking on another subdivision that they currently, another vertical basically, that they currently aren't working in commercial. And you know what? It's always interesting to explore these opportunities. And it doesn't always have to be within your network. It could be without. I mean, they were looking with diversifying within HVAC, but you could be, a lot of my clients will have rental properties or they'll have foreign exchange or whatever the cases we were chatting with Gloria MacDonald. What do you think is up your alley? How do you think you might be able to take some money and change things around so that you can spread the risk? I mean, being a business owner is a risky venture sometimes. And we need to actually take some of the money that we've had and earned along the way and spread that out so that we're reducing the risk. And a lot of times that's creating more opportunity too. Risk, reward, opportunity, all those things, great words. So hopefully some of the conversation today will get you thinking about your next line of income, whatever it may be. The biggest thing, as we always say here on Simplifying Entrepreneurship, is act upon it. What are you going to do to find out the information that you need to know in order to be confident in your decision so that you can move the ball ahead? And when you do that, you live a better life. And that's why we're all in business. You know, every business owner is there saying, if I went to work for somebody, I'd have this kind of life. And if I work for myself, I can create my own life. So we're generally a little more risk tolerant than most people that work for other people. But that doesn't mean that you have to be reckless with your risk either. And I think that's an important piece. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Always remember, clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. So create the clarity around what it is you want for passive income down the road. Connect with me by going to speaktopete.com. That's speaktopete.com, where you can book in a Zoom call with me to discuss turning your wants and worries into wins. It's time to simplify your business and life as a leader. Make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.